Most folks use their new telescope once or twice and then never again. But binoculars are another story. You'll periodically use them day and night, forever. Only 3,000 stars stand visible to the naked eye, even on the clearest night in the Adirondacks. But point binoculars skyward and you see 30,000. Such star-studded vistas, especially along the Milky Way, are breathtaking. Binoculars are rated with two numbers, as in 7x35 or 10x50. The first numeral is the magnification, simply how many times larger the object appears. 7 to 10 power is ideal. The second is the diameter of the main lens in millimeters. The combination is important. Tiny shirt pocket models squeeze 8 power out of teensy lenses. In low-light conditions, such as deep woods, or for astronomical use, such 8x21 instruments are useless. Also avoid zoom binoculars, which have a lever that alters the magnification. Their optics are compromises, so their image is inferior, and their field of view is porthole tiny. Finally, anything above 11 power cannot be handheld. Normal shaking of the hands makes the image bounce all over the place. Such binoculars require a tripod, but only special swing-arm binocular tripods work well. The answer to everything is Canon's image-stabilized binoculars. Their swiveling mirrors compensate for hand vibrations. I recommend their second cheapest model, the 10x30, which costs around $400, but are worth every cent. You'll be astonished at the view. But hey, you probably already have binoculars, gathering dust in some drawer or closet. This whole topic comes up now because tonight, or tomorrow night, whichever is clear, look west around 9 p.m. That super bright star is Venus. To its right are the famous Seven Sisters, also called the Pleiades. Point your binoculars to this star cluster. Instead of six stars, you'll see dozens, and their blue color, and their true glory, to the right of Venus tonight. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.